Sagt der Mishnah, daf Yudches Omer Aleph. Mosr lo iskenim mizikne bezdin. They were moiser to the coin that they were mafresh for 7 days. Skenim mizikne bezdin. This is similar to the Gemara we had in daf Dalad, where the Gemara said that for the 7 days, they were moiser. Shnei tamid chachomim mit tamidov shal moishe lafuket tzdukin. Moisin loy, kol shiva. But there Rashi said, because the tzukin were makib the Torahs incorrectly, so you had two Tamil Chomim that could be made if it's a tzuki or not. But over here, this is the Makar, it says, Mosul iskenim, and the Gemara in Davdal says it means two Tamil Chomim, as else Aedis, Mizikne Bezin, Vikorin Lafonov, Beseda Ayoim, and the Kori Beseda Ayoim is like Rashi Pashas Achemois, all 7 days. Pashas Achemois means all the dinim of Avarizam Kippurim. Vo'oimim loy, and they tell him, Ishi Koyin Godl, you read it yourself, and the Tefer Sol says that Kriya Bepeh is Moya Lezikorin. It helps for remembering. The person wants to remember reading a Gemara, saying it Bepeh, versus saying being Mahar in it. I've had it Talmud Torah here. You make a Birch Satera come to the Goyim. But it's not the same as saying it Bepeh. So Kriya Ato Beficho. Shema Shochachto, maybe you forgot. Or Shema Loyla Marito, maybe you didn't learn. The Gemara is Matmiya. How do you mean didn't learn? He's a Kohen Godel. He didn't learn the Pasha of Achim Mois. Zog the Gemara, Erev Yom Kippurim Shachis, Ma'abin Noise B'Shah Mizroch. They place him before Shah Mizroch on Erev Yom Kippur in the morning, U'ma'avirin Lefonov, Porim Ve'elim U'Kvosim. And they let pass in front of him from these Porim, Elim, and Kvosim, the ones he's going to be Makiv on Yom Kippur, Kedei Shehem Makiv V'Rogel Ba'Avoido. And the Mashal says, doesn't mean Stam to recognize what a par and an aisle and a kevis is, but to be Makiv and Avoidus Hayoim in every one of those different Korbonus. And he like this, he can see it in front of him. And Chazer again, that which he learned in Achim Mois, all the halachas. Kol shivas hayomim lo yomoinim imenu maichlu mishto. For those 7 days, they did not stop him from eating. You can eat as much as you want. However, erev yom kippurim im chashecha. When it comes to erev yom kippur towards the night im chashecha, so then lo yomanichin oitzel lechol harbe. They did not eat him too much. They limited that which he took in, which he ate. And too much, an abundance of food makes a person sleepy. And if he's sleepy, then we're choshet, that'll be, maybe, it'll be nitme, chtumas balkeri. So memela, they prevented him from eating food that would make him too much, that would make him sleepy. Now, what do you say? Yeah, avali had to eat. This is in the daytime. It says over here, erev yoyim kippurim im chashecha. It means at night. The night before Yom Kippur. The night before. But during the daytime, over there, Avada Erev Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah to eat. But we're talking about, we didn't let him eat too much. And overeating is not good. Even by Esrim of seconds by us, we don't overeat. Overeat is never good. Now, the Tzonim has a kash over here, and he says as follows. In the Mishnah, it says, for 7 days, they were not Menea Meichel Mishnah. That means he can eat as much as he wants for those 7 days. Mishnah means as much as he wants. So, in fact, the Tzonim, in Dibra HaMaschil, Lo Meichel V'Lo Mishnah. Va'afagav, Shekoyin shall base av osalishtas yayin. Michael and Mishta means wine. Even though a koyin shall base av is not allowed to drink wine. Why? Because of wine you're not allowed to drink. Koyin shall base av. So, oh, did it? Because of shachas. That's why. Hocha ayri acha avoida. Fakert. Itaka is talking about after the avoida, at night. Kishaholach lishoin. Veloy kefirish rivo. Shepiresh. The Mishta bishar mashkin. The Rivo says we're talking about other mashkinat yayin, the lav yayin komar, doshar meshakin nami asira. The reason why Tosfos Shonim argues on the Rivo's pshat is because other mashkin, even if they're not meshakin, are also osa. Could go in dvash v'cholov v'dveilo keilis. So Mela, Tosfos Shonim is coming to say that even though the koyin shal beis av is osa lishtos yayin, over here we're talking about after, before he goes to sleep, after the avoida. And that's the pshat where you drink for those 7 days. Not like the Rivo says that we're talking about mashkin that are not meshakin, because Dr. Tosfos Shonim, not like the Rivo, because other mashkin, even if they're not yayin, but they're meshakin, are also. So Elamai, we're talking about after Avoida. So the Tosfos Shonim learns up this Gemara when it says, Maichel Mishta, it means after Avoida. Now, the Tosfos Rialovan Bavarns, and he says, L'chayra, it's a 7 days of tshuva. The 7 days that he does this is 7 days of tshuva. 7 days of tshuva, he shouldn't be eating during the daytime. He should be fasting. So he says it's taka meduktuk. It's only at night. Fakert, like the Shon Taka answers after Avoida. In the daytime he fasted those 7 days. At night he ate, and that's taka the tour brings in Tovkuf Pei Aleph, the Mishabur in the tour, that Aseres Mei Tshuva, there are many noyik to fast Aseres Mei Tshuva. That means they eat at night and they fast in the daytime. This is taka that we see similarly. This is the Makarak upon him. We see from the Shivas Yomim, the Zayin Yomei Tshuva, that he taka ate at night. Zog the Gemara.
Is it kind of that if drink wine or no? Like they do in Machlekes.
No, Gemara. The Koyin is not allowed to drink wine, that's for sure.
And at night. Why? Why?
Because of Shachas. Because you get drunk. Now, after the Avoidah, so the Revoa wants to say, we're talking about not Yayin, Zokta Yishonim, that's also Shver, because other things are also Asa. And now we're saying that it means after the Avoidah. After the Avoidah. Now, after the Avoidah, so obviously we're not talking about after the Avoidah enough that you'll be drunk the next morning. After the Avoidah is not doing the Avoidah in that small amount, it's not going to be a problem of Shachas. Zokta Gemara, Bishlomo, Shema Shochach L'chaya. I understand there's a chsash of Shema Shochach. So the Mishnah says, Shema Shochach to Shema Lolamarato. Shema Shochach to make sense. Person can forget the Shikhas Atayra. Rabbi Aaron writes in Shmuz in the Mishnah Zabaran, the greatest Churban from time immemorial, from Maisa Bereshis, more than Churban Bayis Rishon, more than Churban Bayis Sheni, more than the Holocaust, more than the Inquisitions, more than the pogroms, is Shikhas Atayra. It's also the Baran Shmuzin. Shikhas Atayra is the biggest Churban from all the Churbanas. So Shikhas and Metzias. Obviously, we have to combat it, but it's Shayach. The Metzias, the Abish created Shikha in order to chaza. So Lechaya. El Shemeloi Lomad, Mimukmino Kai Gavna. How could it be a Kohen Gadol that didn't learn? Shemeloi Lamarto. He didn't learn the Pasha of Achimois. Psukim in the Torah. Votanya, Shtetach in Abraisi, we learn. Posuk says, Vakoin Agol Me'echov. That's a Posuk in Vayikra Chavalov. It says, Vakoin Agol Me'echov, Ashi Yutzak Al Goisha Shemana Mishcho. That's a pasuk of Kohen Gadol. It says Golem Echov. And what do we dash in Golem Echov? She Golem Echov bekoyach. He should be stronger. Benoi in beauty. Bechochma in chochma. Uva Oisha in wealth. Now we see clearly in chochma he has to be greater than the other kind of medyotim. So if he has to be bechochma, so how can it be Shemaloi Lomadato? How can it be Golem bechochma if he's loy lomad? Achim oimrim minayin shim ein loy. If he doesn't have money, he has to be Oisha. There's other Kohanim can give him money, so he become an Oisha. That's something you can't give someone Chochma, you can't give someone Noi, but you could give someone Kesef. So Melim Minayin to Ochiv Akhanim Gadlin Oisoi. Tamalim Vakoyin Agolim Echov Gadlei Mishal Echov. Another Pshat Me Echov. Me Echov means that the wealth can come Me Echov. It's rather a suffix in some of the Mefarshim. What if you have one Kohen Gadol who's Golub Chochma and another one who's Golub Noi? So what do you look at? Do you look at Gol in Mila A or in Gol in Mila B? Yes, it's topic. You know, he has to be Gol in all of them. What if you have one that's Gol in one aspect and another Gol in another? When it comes to Oisha, that's not fair. A Gol in Oisha, you can always make the other one Gol of Oisha too, like it says, Gadlei Me'echov. But upon him, when it's Pashtas, Chochmah is the most important. But upon him, that is, by Oisha, this definitely is not an issue because by Oisha, you can always make him the richer. Zok the Gemara. Akoponim, so we see how could it be loy lomad? Enter the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yosef loy kasha. Kam be mikdash rishon, kam be mikdash sheni. That means mikdash sheni, like we had in Gemara before. The Gemara said in Daftes, on mikdash sheni there were Yosef mishloish meyos kohanim. They were mishamish. Right, that was the Losha Gemara. Oh, Yosef mishloish meyos mishim shabay Yosef mishloish meyos kohanim. Mikdash Sheni, we said Yudches, all the Gesoris over there. But the point is, it was Mikdash Sheni wasn't. People bought their way through. So the Gemara is saying over here, Kambe Mikdash Rishon, Kambe Mikdash Sheni. Mikdash Sheni, we weren't proper. So Mele Taka over there, it shaykh that Loy Lomad, the Zamet Sias of Loy Lomad. The Omer Rav Asi, Talkva de Dinra. Talkva is Trey, means two Kav, and another Kav, that means three Kav. That's what Rashi learns. Other Mishonim learn like that. Talkva de Dinra means three Kav of a dinner Zov, a lot of money. Ailele Marta Bas Baitus. Marta Bas Baitus married Yeshua ben Gamla. So she wanted her husband to become the Kohen Gadol. So what did she do? She gave three kav of dinners of Liyanai Malka al de Ukmeli Yeshua ben Gamla bekane Ravgava. So we see that by that it's lav dafka begol bechokma or afilu shaycha metzias of loy lomad. So mele, that's how we find his ametzias. Now the Tosfos Shonim asked the kasha that we know that Yeshua ben Gamla was a very chosh of a person. Yeshua ben Gamla, the Gemara Bava Basra says that Takonis Yeshua ben Gamla, they were maimed all the melamdim to learn. So he did Gavaldika Takonis. Zoktais Yishonim, Diba Masra Mart in the middle, the Apisha chosh of Hoya, Kirashkan Lekamon, not one Gemara, Shosa Shnei Gorolo, Shal Ashkaroi, Shal Zov, and Maskirin Oysel Shvach, Vaminim Fechla Yachbar, in Gemara Bava Basra of Aleph, Mitakonis Yeshua ben Gamla Ve'elich, Avadi, he was big. But to become the Kohen Gadol, that he wasn't, there were others greater than him. That he bought his stellar. That he bought the stellar. So Mela, that's what the Gemara means. He bought the stellar. Now the Ritva says, the Gvalde Gepshat, Zokta Ritva, that Enechanami, he taka bought the stellar. And he taka, we find the Gemara Babasi, he was taka very big. But that's after he got the stellar. Mizet amola metzias a musik of art. When a person is placed in a certain situation, that itself causes him to vax. Zokter Ritva, achrei kein hichshe atzmoi. That pshat is because of this chayvus that he had, he became taka great. And this goes. This is included in Gadlei Mishalechov. Gadlei Mishalechov, because of Echov, because of the Shteller, he lived up to his what they expected of him, and he taka became greater. So mele it's not a stira. He taka might have been started off low. And he was paid his way through, but Lamais he became the stellar was mechayvim and made him bigger. Zok the Gemara. Erev Yom Kippurim Shachis. So what do we say that he eats kol minei during the 7 days? He eats Michael and Mishta, and then the Tosafim said that wine lechera is shver. So we said what's it called? It's after the avoda. But Akoponim, that's all the 7 days after Avoida. But Erev Yom Kippur Shachris, so over there already, we prevent him from eating too much. And then it says, I'm sorry, I'm going on a previous Gemara. Erev Yom Kippur Shachris, ma'amin oise b'sha'am mizuchum avin lefona porim ve'elim kvosim. To be margalim ba'avoida, he should be makir or margal ba'avroga ba'avoida. So you bring, it says three korbonos. Par island kevis. Zog the Gemara Tana. There's a brayse that says afa seirim, not just par island kevis, also the seirim. After all, there was a soyer on Yom Kippurim, right? Soyer lazozel, and the other soyer. So there was seirim also. Soyer lechatos. Tana afa seirim. Zog the Gemara v'tani don my time latona seirim. Why does our Tana not mention seirim? Zog the Gemara kevin dal chet ko osu chol shedaita. After all, he had to be mispalel. He had to do the avoda on the chet. Of the Klal Yisrael. That's the Chet, it's Mechapan Klal Yisrael. That's a Gevaldik Achrayis. It could be a Chalish Sadas. It could be a Chalish Sadas for him to realize what he's about to face. So Mele, they were in Mavi, the fun of Seirim. Now, this seemingly is in Bayis Rishon, because in Bayis Sheni, they weren't two great Sadikim. If they bought their way through, and they were the 300 throughout Bayis Sheni, more than 300, so Azar, he cared so much of Chol Shedaita, maybe I won't be on the Madrega to be able to be Mechapa V'Kal Yisrael. So that Be'etzim could have been a Teretz. Kama Bayis Rishon, Kama Bayis Sheni. Meaning the Tana that says Afas Irim is talking about the Bayis Rishon. I'm sorry, Bayis Sheni, where they didn't care too much. And the Bayis Rishon, there's a Chalish Sadas. But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says that the reason why the Tana says Irim and our Tana does not say it, because Chol Shedaita. Zogmori Yochi, Parnami, Al Chetu, the Osi, the Par is also for a Chet. Why is it not Chol Shedaita? The Marvel of Porim. Zogmori, Par came in the Olav Al Echava Kahanim with Osi, the Par is Mechapar on the Chet of the Echava Kahanim. So Echava Kahanim is controllable. It's Biyodi, I at least know. My brothers, the Kahanim, did a Chet. I go over to them. I'm Achsim and Mechuva. It's my job to be on top of them, to learn Mesil Shorim, be Mechabal on yourself, Chuva. He knows about it. He's not so cholish daita because biyodi to be machzem b'tshuva. Mashen and Gans Klal Yisrael, I can't be on top of Gans Klal Yisrael to make sure everyone's cholish b'tshuva. Bekuli Yisrael lo yoda. He doesn't know pashit, and that's why he's takah cholish daita. And that's in between a sor and a par. Zokma Omer Avina Hanidami Insha Iba Achtech Daila. If your the son of your sister, your nephew is a daila. Zok Rashi Shoyter Hamelech. So have a chozi b'shuka kamei loytachtif. If you see him in the shuk, do not pass by him. In the shuk, he's going to see you buying a certain item. He's after all, he's a shoyter hamelech. Oh, you suddenly have money to buy this and this. He'll tax you. He'll make sure you pay certain income taxes that he thinks you're missing. So memela, he knows. So the Gemara is saying a similar mushal. Just like by daila, if it's your nephew, he knows what's doing with you in the shuk. Likewise, Ochi bekahanim, he knows. So meili can be machzim b'tshuva. Mashen b'stam kol yisol, it's a chlish sadas. Zog di gemore. Kol shivas hayomim. Lohoi moinu imenu. Over there we said, we're not moinu machla mishta. Tanya rabbi yudah ben kutsa oimer, machilin oiso, the 7 days you can eat what? Saltois, all types of flowers. Ubeim, and eggs. Kedil mas mesoi. The mas mesoi means, Zog Rashi says, l'shalshul the machla shivamayov. So like this, he won't be mitzdarech nekovav lemochras. Faket, they gave him food to cause him to be mishalshul, so he won't have a problem later. Others say it means faket, that he not the opposite of mishalshul, so maybe he won't have a problem of being tzarech nekovav. Zog the Gemara, Omer loy, how can you give him these foods even though mishalshul? These foods cause carry, because soilus and bayim is marbez azera, Zog Rashi. So how could you bring him foods like that? Zog the Gemara, Tanya Sumchas Oyme Mishumra Meya Ein Machilin Oisoi Loi Avi. Avi is Rosh Tevitz. The Gemara is going to say soon what it is. Va'ami Loi Avavi. V'yesh Oymim Af Loi Yain Lovon. And the Gemara explains Loi Avi Loi Esrik V'loi Beyim V'loi Yain Yosher. These three things are taka cause Ribui Zera. So you don't give them these food items. Va'ami Loi Avavi Loi Esrik V'loi Beyim V'loi Bosa Shom Ein Fatty Meat V'loi Yain Yosher. V'yesh Oymim, we said, Af lo yayin lovon. V'mnei sha yayin lovon, maybe it's onim de tumor. These are food items that cause tumor. As a matter of fact, in Tov Reish Ches, the Ramah says that by Sunim Af Sekes, all these food items that the Gemara describes over here should not be eaten. You're supposed to eat basa oif, not supposed to eat basa shomein, because the same reason, because maybe le de tumor. So that's a din tak in Sunim Af Sekes. Zog the Gemara ton rabonon.
It's like
Zechariah
to Yom Kippurim, or because it's supposed to be.
Yeah, we don't want to.
We're not in Makbir and Tumah nowadays. Right?
Correct, but we don't want someone to be a Balkeri on Yom Kippur. Mm. On Yom Kippur. Not a good thing. Even if you're not Makbir, you can't go to the mikveh. Even if you're not Makbir and you just a Chumrah of Takonis Ezra, you can't go, there's no going to the mikveh on Yom Kippur, right? But even on Takonis says, even on the fact that we're not Makbid on, you don't want to be in a state of Tumas Keri on Yom Kippur. It's not a good thing. Zog the Maton Rabbonon. Zov. Toilin loy be Michael. The din of a Zov is as follows. Rashi says, it's Akdomer the Hainu. A Zov, one Ria is a regular Balkeri. He's Tomei, that night he goes to the Mikvah. A Zov that has a second Ria, Me'es La'es, meaning within 24 hours, he has a Tumah of Zayin and he has to have Zayin Nekiyim. 7 days. If he has a third Ria, Imeis Leis, it's not just Zayin Nekiyim, he has to bring a Korban too after Zayin Nekiyim. Now, if a Zov is, let's say, ate something, and because of that it became a Balkeri, this Tumah, it's not Keri, it's really Tumah Ziva, it's a different type of Tumah, but if he has this Tumah Ziva because of an Oynus, it means because if he ate something, so then it will not cause him to have the Zayin Nekiyim. The one day he has no matter what, because the Balkeri is in Ba'oinus, he's Tomei. So the first day is like a Balkeri. But when it comes to seven, when it comes to carbon, over there, Ba'oinus would not put him in that state. So Tonu Rabbonon, Zov, Zov, Legabe the Din of Zayin, or Legabe the Din of carbon, Toiloi B'Maichel, you can be toiling the Maichel, meaning it's because of the food and it's Machmas Oinus, V'chol Mine Maichel. Elozim Ben Pichas Oimim, Mishum Rabbi Yudim Sega, Ein Machilin Oisoi, meaning, this Zov Pashtus, in the Zayin Nekiyim, don't give him Chagvi. Now, the Tei Shonim says, first of all, why not Kamina? Why not Kamina, the end of the Tei Shonim, Toimar, Amai lo yichulu lezov, halayinu metame ba'oinus. We just said it's not metame ba'oinus, these things, so why can you feed him in Zayin Nekiyim? Zokti yesh loimar, dibi komoka miyo, mesasra afilu ba'oinus, ketnam mesach zovim. It's sois to the yomim. Yes, it's not metame, but it's sois to the yomim it is. So we don't want to be caused that. So what do we not give him? Loi chagvi, the Gemara is going to explain what that is. Veloi gavam, veloi kol dvom avina de tumah. Loi chagvi, zog mo, loi cholo, veloi gvina, veloi beya. Veloi yayin, veloi gavam, me gisin shal pul. That means juice from pool, from beans. Ubosa shomene fatty meat, umarais. Marais is fish fat. The fish yoach, as every riftus. The fish fat. Veloi kol dvom avina de tumah. And not all things that bring tumah. The five things that bring a person to the tumah, hashum, shum is garlic, shachlayim is cress, v'chal geloigoyz, zogdrashi, pulfur, different type of vegetable, v'abeyim, and eggs, v'agargez, zogdrashi, arugo. These are different types of things that may relate to the tumah. Now, what is this referring to? Pashmi, we're talking about in Zayin Nekiyim, legabi Azov. Zokt the Tosis Shonim, Tema, Amai L'choshe B'Koyen Godl, L'chore, the same thing should apply by Koyen Godl. Why do we say that by Zov Ein Machilin, why not by Koyen Godl? Yesh Loimar, D'lo Yichmigu B'y Kol Kach. So Tosis Shonim L'chalek. By a Zov, which is a question of being sois to the Yomim, it's a question of carbon, it's a question of all these things. So Melo, we're machmi more than my Koyen Godl. Others are gurus. I believe the gurus is gurus. This is going on Koyen Godl Gufa. He's machik the whole din of Zov. It's not going on din of Zov. It's going on Koyen Godl Gufa, and it would apply by Koyen Godl Balkoponim. Like we said, in Tofgesh Ches, the Ramah brings that all these macholim mentioned over here are something a person should abstain by Sudam Afsekes. We'll stop over here. You'd chesam at base.